following is a reproduction of the February 15th live broadcast of the Global Research News Hour. This was a fundraising show for the host station CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg on occupied Anishinaabe Gakin, the homeland of the Métis and the historical territory of the Nahiowak and the Nakota. If you're listening to this program on the website globalresearch.ca, please consider taking out an annual or monthly membership in Global Research by visiting the site and clicking Membership in the menu bar, or consider a one-time donation by clicking Donate on the menu bar. If you're listening on another community radio station, we urge you to consider a donation to that station.
Thanks for that, sharing that story, because again, as we were saying earlier, what this is listeners following something to its source that has blown their minds and doing it themselves. And that's what makes it so special, so unique, and so worthy of investing in and protecting at 774-6877, because there's nothing like this. And no one else is. There's no government grant we're going to get. No one's going to fund this, Mike.
It's coming from you, the listener. And that's what I learned, okay?
Yeah.
I was listening, and you know, I said, you know what, I don't want to keep freeloading on other people's donations. I'm going to step up. I'm going to make my act of solidarity, and I'm going to put in cash to this radio station.
And again, I don't want to get too hung up on the formats and such, but the payment plan is something that I think was revolutionary for us, because you take your donation and you divide that by 12 payments, and that just comes out of you're making that monthly payment in whatever way you want to set it up.
Yeah.
And that's a fantastic option to make supporting CKUW something really convenient and affordable to you. You know, I look at it like, how much do I pay a month for my phone bill? Well, I'm nowhere near that for what I do, you know, for CKUW.
Yeah.
And off it goes, and it allows you to make more of a sustaining donation to the station, and to know that, you know, that your money is going to the station year round.
For sure. And you know, like you say, I'm a person of modest means, and so knowing that you can break down something like I've seen the breakdown, the $35 donation, okay,
right. Yes.
That works out to I think what I saw is a dime a day.
Right.
So, $9.80 $2.80 a month when a Winnipeg Free Press subscription is $25 a month.
Amazing.
So, it's not necessarily a big deal to call 204-774-6877 and show your support for community radio and what we do on an ongoing basis.
Exactly.
And make the space available for the wider community to show and express themselves to each other.
Perfectly, yeah. And you said it all starts with that call, 204-774-6877, and people will walk you through the options. And they're actually very nice. They're professional volunteers, as I said, and they're really nice people. We do need the support. I'm going to hand it over to you
now,
because you're getting going.
Yeah.
I think my show total came in at 1,145. I want to thank everyone who donated. That really inspires me.
Long list of people to thank.
Yeah, and I'm going to phone them all, so I'm not going to do it now. But one thing about Fundrive, Michael, is I find it really energizes us. I find that the weeks and months after Fundrive, you know, our game is even upped. Like, I just feel like I know that the next couple of weeks, like, I'm going to put even more into my show. I want to bring that listener experience up even higher, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So thank you. You really motivate us. Every dollar counts. There's no donation that we do not appreciate. If you feel, you know, we talk about pledge levels again at 35 and up, but we appreciate every dollar that you can afford. 774-6877. It goes to good use, absolutely, and we do absolutely need it from you.
Yeah, and I want to mention, especially now that you hear that one endeavor, I mean, I've been pitching all week, and I'm a little sad that I didn't mention it, but Radio Camp, which allows young people to come in 10 to 13, between the ages of 10 and 13, and learn the basics of making radio. Tomorrow's radio stars.
I can tell you, we know that is absolutely only possible with listener support.
And it requires donations. So you're it's about a lot more than just simply, you know, getting your favorite show on the air. We're a real community of lovely people.
Yeah, I couldn't have said it better. Thanks to everyone who donated, and I'll turn it over to you. And thank you, Mike. Congratulations on all the work you do. Really, supporting the spoken word shows, if I may just for a second. when we went FM, it was looking at, because music, there's a lot of focus on the music programming. But more and more, as we were getting the station organized to go FM, it was looking at that spoken word programming. It was looking at giving a voice to members of our community to be heard, to talk about the issues that matter in their neighborhood. And to me, there's nothing more vital about CKUW than that. Please support Michael's show. Please support the spoken word programming on CKUW. It is essential, and it keeps things honest and transparent, and it empowers everyday citizens to participate and become part of the media. That is the essence of what makes community radio important. Thank you, Mike, and best of luck with your show. Thanks for everyone who pledged online.
Thanks so much, Ted, and thanks again to everyone who's phoned in. Ted, what you've been saying is so relevant, and I just want to remind the listeners again, 204-774-6877. This is the Fun Drive edition of the show Global Research News Hour, which airs weekly at this time, Fridays at 1 o'clock. If you've download the show regularly, you should know that we make it out of a radio station, an actual community radio station, and we cover a wide array of topics, but largely focused around issues of politics and geopolitics and just generally economics, but you're taking a look at the bigger picture. Okay, I like to think of my show as kind of like in The Wizard of Oz, where you have that scene near the end where there's the all-powerful Oz making all this noise and such, and meanwhile little Toto goes off to the corner and pulls the curtain away, and there's this guy working all these levers, and that's really, I think, our role here with the Global Research News Hour is like the Toto. We're trying to look at the man behind the curtain or the men behind the curtain, and I think that regular listeners understand that Trump or Trudeau or Obama, they're largely distractions, all of the things that they do. We're trying to look at the things that drive policy,
right?
Okay, and we're trying to look at that the deep economic and political and geopolitical realities that are pushing people in a certain direction.
Well, it's such important work, and again, it's work that's only being done here on community radio on CKUW 95.9 FM. We're trying to get to $60,000. We have one exciting afternoon left. Please help us get there at 204-774-6877, fundrive.cqw.ca. Mike, thanks again. Congratulations. Best of luck.
Thanks so much, Ted. Now, I want to just say we've got a few people who've already donated, and that's great work. So we're already up to we're getting quite a few pledges in.
Fantastic.
But to move along with the show, I wanted to, as I mentioned earlier, it's 20th anniversary year for CKW on the FM band. So what I'm going to do is talk to some take a bit of a look back, and I've got somebody who's going to move us in that direction. So we're going to play a little bit of music right now, and when we come back, we're going to be hearing from a veteran, you might say, somebody who's many of you might recognize. So let's just listen to that song now.
Tricycles, I love the synagogues, I love the Lego, and I love the Lincoln Logs. I love the fishing lures, I love the plumber's snakes. I love the things that people make. I love the Ginsu knives, I love the God knows. I love the way that people decorate their homes. I love the ovens and the casseroles they make. I love the things that people make. Backyard goldfish bones and the artificial lakes. I love the things that people make. I love the things that people make.
We are listening to Fund Drive 2019, the Global Research News Hour. My name is Michael Welch, and we have someone joining us on the line. How are you doing there, Jeffrey? Jeffrey, are you there? Jeffrey? Oh, dear. Did we lose him? Okay, well, I guess he should be. Jeffrey, you there? Oops. Okay. All right. Well, we'll just, I guess we'll just try.
We'll get him on the line.
Okay. So, yeah, we're here at CKUW. My name is Michael. I'm joined by, in the studio, by a fellow programmer here at CKUW, also a former tenant of this particular time slot, you might say.
Absolutely, yeah.
Scott, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, Michael?
Great.
Okay. Yeah. Great. A bit.
Great.
I know. A bit flustered. It's Fund Drive time, but we're entering into the last hours, so we need you to pick up the phone 204-774-6877 to call in your pledge. We're just waiting for former news director Jeffrey Young to get on the line here. I just want to say that, you know, Global Research News Hour, this is the last chance you have as a listener and supporter of this station to support homegrown, locally produced news programming that is hard-hitting and relevant.
Yes.
And CKW has a long tradition of this. I think Ted was just talking about this, that, you know, I think a lot of stations do the music thing well. We do music obviously very well, I think, with music programming, but where CKUW has consistently punched above its weight is the spoken word programming. We have broken stories, covered things that mainstream media maybe never touched, or way before mainstream media ever touched it. So that's worthy of a pledge, 204-774-6877.
Yes, and so I hope we have our special guest on with us now, Jeffrey.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, how are you doing?
Fine, thanks. How about yourself?
Well, just really energized because we've gotten a lot of support from the wider community, but we still got quite a ways to go. I mean, over $10,000 if we want to meet our goal of $60,000. But we're hoping to make at least we're hoping to make about $1,500 in this show, and we're hoping to get some support from you. Jeffrey, I was just talking with Scott Price, a fellow spoken word programmer, international news reporter, and you were just talking about how, you know, how we do things so differently as opposed to the mainstream media. I was speaking earlier about the difference that CKUW made in the political landscape locally when it came to coverage, for example, of the Iraq War, when everybody was just repeating the stuff about weapons of mass destruction. CKUW was challenging that. I mean, you were at the forefront at that, back in the 2000s on international news, not only, amassing your array of contacts, but also going in person to these various destinations. And I just wanted to, help get some insights from you about community radio and what we did here at CKUW that was different and worthy of a phone call, worthy of a donation.
Is the phone number still the same?
It is, yes. We have to add the area code, though. Yeah.
You have to add the area code now.
Yeah.
Okay, so 204-774-6877 is the number to call. CKUW, as opposed to other community organizations, it gives you kind of space and leeway, more opportunity to do and go and explore what you want than other organizations will. I was able to really get out while I was at CKUW, largely because of the support of the staff of Rob and Kent. The reasonableness of the volunteer base that covered for me while I was gone, and it's rare to impossible to find other organizations that. Where a volunteer can have the inspiration and drive to do something, and CKUW, the people, the organization, and the community there gets behind them and empowers them to actually do that themselves, as opposed to what you would say having to sign up for a rigid organizational program.
Well, indeed. I think like a couple of the more notable examples that I can recall from your era out doing Radio Free World, Haiti, New Orleans, and you even went to one of the U.S. presidential conventions, too.
Yeah. I have an era. that's an interview killer right there, and you won't hear interview killers like that on other radio stations. So pick up the phone and give a call, 774-6877, and pledge your support.
Yeah, we've got another trooper. I mean, who did a lot of independent reporting on his own right. A colleague, someone who helped train me along with you, and he's. Standing here in the studio, and I would like to say something.
You know about that question you asked me, and you shouldn't be saying it's free travel because it certainly isn't.
No.
But it's having that sort of organization of a broadcast outlet behind you. For me, was a big help in giving me a springboard to use to get out and really see the world.
Mm-hmm.
And that, once again, was just based on kind of my initiative, together with the support of the station staff and listenership and community. Yeah.
That's coming from like the people, the passion of the people here. I mean, we're not waiting for an assignment.
Yeah, I could never have gone to live in New Orleans for most of a year. I could never have gone to Haiti for months on end off my own. Off my own resource base, I think they pay $80 a week or something like that. Mm-hmm. And so there's no way as a student that I could have done that. But the station and the surrounding community gave me the support I needed to actually, from the personal point of view, get out and see the world.
Yeah, and I mean, like the thing that you brought back. Hi, Jeffrey. It's Kent.
Hi.
But the thing that you brought back, though, I think the thing. That people have to remember what some of the news and spoken word programs, obviously Michael, is not taking mainstream media at their word. And this is, I don't want to throw bandy about the whole fake news shit, but like when you went down to Hurricane Katrina, you brought back a story and a narrative that wasn't getting told. You actually went to folks, and you don't know the real story until you go to folks. You don't know the real story of these places until what's actually happening in front of you. You know, you get the official line. And I remember even, like, you know, the difference between us and even the state broadcaster is during when Patrick Edy came, ex-cabinet minister for Aristide, CBC had him on. They had 6 minutes to go over the entire history of Haiti and the coup that happened and everything that was going on there. And he was just, like, dumbfounded by it. And he's like, well, where do I start? We have to create the context. Well, we did a long two-part interview exploring those things, and we allowed them to do that. That is the difference between community radio and the state broadcaster or commercial radio, is they already have the narrative that they want to tell.
And I think if a lot of people really think about what their consumption patterns are, if they're really deep down honest with themselves, most of what they consume off the internet nowadays is stuff they already know and like themselves. A lot of it, in the case of the CKUW, it would be predating the internet, actually, a lot of the stuff that they consume. So really, information and the way it has come to work, especially now that we have a new, well, I guess not a new boss, but a new boss in terms of me talking on CKUW, they're really... only is a spell. I guess now there's a little more, that there's two versions of the story. There's kind of a predictable right, and then there's a predictable answer from the left, none of which really at all speak to the actual day-to-day lives and existence of the people, the people that are being reported on. And a lot of that is, as you say, due to the fact that they're given... That people are given so much little time to work with. Mm-hmm. This year, I have been subjected to some media coverage over a project that I have undertaken, and it's been the whole mainstream media, Globe and Mail and CBC shebang. And for the Toronto Star to say they're giving me a whole page, or the CBC to give a whole page story. The CBC one, I think, was 1,000 words. But like if it takes you 20 minutes to read it, that is a very, very long story in the mainstream media, and you're not really going to get much of an understanding of the world in that way. You're not going to really get equipped to make the decisions you make, and really in a lot of ways that's the way a community gets stuck with, for example, the premiers we both have right now.
Well, we've got to, we have to pretty clear the phone lines pretty soon, but it's great having you on, but we just need to kind of, break it down, simply, because, there's so much that we need to do as a station in order to afford to be able to get those unique perspectives
just
and not simply
bones, right?
Not simply rely on just what some analyst might say, who, like you say, is not on the ground. And I mean, phone calls can get kind of expensive, as if you're going
absolutely. And it's a lot of knobs and wires and recorders and just a massive pile of stuff that always needs to be available to the volunteer base in order for the station to actually work actually be a station, as opposed to just a collection of self please wankers doing podcasts.
Indeed. Okay. Well, Jeffrey, that number again that people need to phone if they want to support us, because we were
that number is 774-6877. But you have to dial 204 now.
Yep. Things have changed.
It's a rapidly expanding city.
Indeed. And, of course, for listeners who might be streaming us online or maybe, listening and then deciding.
You have listeners from all over, all over the world.
So fundrive.ckuw.ca is a place to donate online. So it's great to hear from you again, Jeffrey. We miss you. We love you. And, thank you for everything that you've helped this station and this community in so many ways, and myself personally.
Yeah, and thank you, and thank you to CKUW for giving me such a terrific phone number to pointlessly remember for years and years after I've left.
Tattooed on your frontal lobe.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, pick up the phone and support the station. It's the most worthy use of your dollar in the current political climate. It's somewhere that you can actually support sanity in a concrete, tactile sort of way.
Okay. Okay, take care, Jeffrey.
If you use cash. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, that was Jeffrey Young.
There you go.
Good stuff. But, yeah, and I just to follow up on a little bit on what...
We got some calls.
Drive total, $46,600.
Wow. Amazing. Thank you so much to everyone who's
See if we can pick it up, get to 47,000, if not 50 grand.
We've only got
a few hours left in the drive.
Yeah. I would love to get on the other side of 50. It would be amazing. And it would help us so much because, again, we're bare bones. We're doing this, like, every penny counts here. Like, it shows. You can see it.
Yeah.
And we're held together by a fork. But the amount of amazing journalism you get on programs like yourself with Global Research News Hour, for pennies, for the amount of what they should be paying a news director somewhere else. Sorry to say this, Michael, but you're putting the effort in that, like, again, most news directors would do anywhere in commercial journalism. But the difference between it is you're not beholden to an editor. You're not beholden to a producer or people are just... I remember, I'm not going to name names, but I remember being part of an organization where they would say, well, this is different than the narrative that we're getting from AP or whatever. Well, no, but this is the person that's actually on the ground. So it's so vital important to keep this independent grassroots radio going. And you keep that legacy of Jeffrey Young alive in this program. And so does Scott on Radio Free World as well.
Well, that's a high honor. Thank you. Well, Kent, thanks so much for everything you've done to help me out here, and thank you, listeners. I mean, we've had a number of pledges come in, and I just want to read a few names. Janet donated $100. We got one from Herman, $25, and Nicole, $100. And we also have another one from Maria, $40. So thank you all. I'm just going to play a little bit of music right now. I think it's kind of fitting with the times we're living in, with the Trudeau government, and it seems like the veneer of the support for reconciliation seems to be slipping in the wake of the that Wet'suwet'en incursion by the RCMP and the arrest of 14 people. We've seen what's been happening with the cabinet minister stepping down. So I'm going to play another great staple of CKW. Here's a little bit of Propaganda.
Circa 1992, Hitchens faxed his copy through as regards Columbus Day. If you'll permit me the conceit of a posthumous critique, I'll paraphrase. My colorful, exotic friend, respectable, well-spoken, I like the rest of them. As you know, I'm colorblind, and you're a credit to your kind. Your kind. The silly talk of resurgence, ceremony, communion with an unconquered natural world. Tell me, where is your gratitude for all we've done for you? This. Sparrowsy bark we bestowed. I put in savage emptiness when our cause mistakes were made. But as far as human progress goes, welcome to a slightly higher plane of innovation, opportunity for your gentle communities. The treaties that we broke, the lands that we filched, settlements for to the joy. Children we abused, all for your.
gadgetry. When it says lead deploy, true, it says lead extract, and it says lead destroy. You don't worship us, oh why? Don't you worship us, oh? Racist comply.
It's Fun Drive here at CKUW. Call now at 204-774-6877 with a pledge for your downtown underground community radio station. Help us as we strive to serve you with engaging content year-round.
So we're already halfway through the show. If you haven't called yet over the course of the drive, it's not too late now. In fact, it's encouraged. 204-774-6877. Show your support for independent international news reporting, big picture analysis. I want to just take just give you a chance to listen to an analysis. I already had an interview with a couple of local activists, Glenn Michaelchuk and Alan Freeman, about a week ago. So we're gonna just play a little bit of a conversation we had at that time around the whole concept of media and activism and the importance of getting the straight goods. So let's just listen to a little bit of that now.
The first thing I've noticed about the coverage of Venezuela in the mainstream media is its simple lack of doing any in-depth reporting on the question of Venezuela. For example, just the other day, Neil MacDonald wrote an opinion piece on the CBC news website in which he just simply says that Nicolas Maduro is a dictator, and that's it. And that's the exact standard of journalism that's been practiced by the mainstream media on the question of Venezuela. You've seen it not only on the question of Venezuela, but you've seen it in all these historic examples of where there is some effort being made to manufacture an opinion about a certain country. We saw it on the question of Iraq. We saw it on the question of Syria. So one thing that distinguishes the mainstream media from a whole range of media that we call the alternative media, and CKUW is an important part of the other media in Winnipeg, is CKUW goes into depth on pieces of when it investigates them. For example, the interview that we just did on the question of Venezuela, an in-depth interview exploring the issues and staying rigorously away from these blanket assertions and no investigation of a topic.
I'm Alan Freeman. I'm from the Venezuela Peace Committee. And with my colleague Radhika Desai, who's also in the room with us, we both attended the inauguration of President Maduro on January the 10th this year. I think that in itself is something that shows what's going on, because Radhika told the story on the interview that she was rung up by the CBC. Oh, you were at President Maduro's inauguration. Would you like to say a word? Until they found out that we weren't actually in favor of a coup. We haven't heard from CBC, public broadcasting, responsible to the public, from that time. This is wrong. Now, CKUW immediately interviewed us. There was a long discussion and a vigorous discussion, because there was not general agreement between us and the interview on every point. So it's not just repeating propaganda. It's simply saying there is another point of view to what you hear in the Canadian mainstream media. And by the way, it is the Canadian mainstream media. This morning with Radhika, we were watching a broadcast on, of all things, Sky News Australia, in which the anchor woman just said straight out, first of all, they were interviewing somebody who was in Venezuela, from Venezuela Analysis, very detailed reports on what was going on in the ground, and she just said, well, this is an attempt to overthrow the democratically elected president of Venezuela. That's true. He was elected. It's democratic. He is the president of Venezuela. This is an attempt to overthrow him. Anything else is an abuse of the English language. Now, you wouldn't know that, because the lie just gets repeated. Once it's kind of established, the people of Venezuela are starving. Not true, but everybody thinks it. Everybody hears this little meme. the average Venezuelan has lost 25 pounds, right? This is based on one question in a survey conducted by one university in one province in Venezuela, in which they interviewed 674 people. In the same interview, those same people all said, we're getting 3 square meals a day. Yet what was picked up on is the answer to one question answered by 674 people in a survey in one university in one part of the country. That's what everybody now repeats as truth. This is not journalism. What CKUW does is actually journalism. It checks out the facts. Doesn't mean you accept what somebody says. It means you say, well, do we know this is true? Can we confirm it independently? Is there somebody saying something different? How can we judge between the different points of view that are going on? What you have actually is a single view coming through the media, which is the view of the military and state authorities of Canada and Donald Trump, who want you to accept what they're doing when it's actually deeply unpopular.
Could you highlight why it is important to not only listen to stations like CKUW, but to actually support them with actively through their financially?
Well, the reason to support them financially is because they represent a journalism that people can actually rely on in terms of truth. And unfortunately, the way journalism is structured in this country is you have this very large media concentration of very large media outlets that are supported by a large lot of money flowing in various ways, whether it be through advertising revenue or other means. The other media in this country, the media that really does the work to expose and get to the truth, doesn't have those kinds of resources at its disposal just because of its size. The state of journalism in any country really also describes the state of democracy in that country. And the way journalism is being used on the question of Venezuela or any other question to control opinion, to manufacture opinion, is dangerous. So therefore, there is an enormous, enormous role for the other media in this country that is really trying to get to the truth of on issues that is crucial to the politics of this country, what this country will be doing in the world, what it'll be doing internally with its own people. And if people don't support that, then they lose an opportunity to become informed about things. The fundamental essence, I think, of journalism is to seek the truth about an issue. I disagree with this whole idea that the CBC promotes about balanced journalism. I mean, what does balanced journalism mean? Does it mean you find somebody who supports Maduro and then you find somebody who's against Maduro and that's journalism? It can be balanced reporting is you give equal time to a fascist and an anti-fascist and you've balanced your reporting. No, journalism, the whole issue about journalism is to find the truth and to present that truth so that people can be informed. Same with, that's true of film, that's true of literature, that's true of all the other things that we consider important in terms of making opinion. And journalism has an important role in making opinion.
Two things. One is the importance of radio, particularly in Canada. And I mention this because there has been a flowering of alternative social media based on the new technology, Twitter and Facebook and so on. Actually, people in high places have woken up to this, and there are organized teams of people with close collation. I keep going on about the military, but this is not just a conspiracy theory. You can also find out, if you check down the resorts, that in coordination with the military, there are attempts that are being made to close down Twitter and Facebook accounts. Recently, 2,000 Twitter accounts dealing with Venezuela were simply closed down by Twitter. And they just gave, and these people under no control whatsoever, they just announce, we believe they're state actors, because the military's told them they're state actors, and they just believe it. So the independence of the social media is questionable. They're subject to control. And radio is not. That's a very, very important feature of radio, why stations like CKUW should be supported. And the second thing is that actually this is the front line of the battle for democracy. Everybody likes to talk about freedom of speech, but they forget another thing, which is in the United Nations Human Rights Charter, freedom of information. If you don't have access to truth, you don't have a democracy. Democracy is informed consent and support and voting. If you're not allowed to be informed, you cannot make a democratic choice, and you don't. And Hitler understood this. I'm sorry this sounds very alarmist, but I think that there is a deep de-democratization of popular institutions that are now going on in the West, and the front line of that is to deprive citizens of information. So CKUW is up there in the fight for democracy.
Okay. Well, Glenn Michalczyk, Alan Freeman, I want to thank you very much for your support and, of course, for your availability for commentary on our station. It's very much appreciated. So, listeners, if you agree with our guests, please give us a call, 204-774-6877, and make that donation to the alternative CKUW 95. Okay, so I want to thank a few people who've donated. David brought in $35. Ken brought in $70. Mary, $40. Mike, he brought in, so Mike Litwin, actually, he sent me some money, and he also had a challenge to CKW past and present programmers to pony up and get some money into the station, and let's all come together. If you're listening to this music that we're playing right now, that's you might know it as the Warning Shots theme. It's Thievery Corporation with Warning Shots, and of course, joined by the producer of the that show, which preceded my show, Scott Price.
Hello.
And joining us online is another veteran, CKW programmer, Robin Erickson. Hello, Robin.
Hi, Michael. Hi, Scott.
Hello.
How's it going, Robin?
It's going well.
Yeah. So we've been talking a lot about this being a spoken word programming, and actually the last spoken word program that is part of our Fun Drive 2019. And the Global Research News Hour, which has been around a while, and you were the program director that effectively made the decision to grant both Scott and myself the opportunity to do our thing.
Yeah.
Well, that's a thrill.
So, yeah. So, maybe, like, I don't know how much time you have on the line with us, but could you maybe state from your perspective as a program director at a community radio station the significance of Global Research News Hour and spoken word shows like it, what distinguishes it?
Yeah, absolutely. I was the program director at CKUW for quite a long time, and I've moved since to CGSF, which is the campus-based community station at Simon Fraser University in Burnaby. And we are privileged to air the Global Research News Hour, which contributes to our spoken word content. One of the things that I think is so valuable and it can't be underestimated is the way that campus radio allows for the perspectives and the ideas and the opinions of people who think outside of the box and who are curious about the whys and the wherefores that don't get addressed in mainstream news and across mainstream sources. That is so critical to people's appreciation of the news and about the issues. Because otherwise we start to believe that we live in this very narrow world, which is untrue. We actually live in a very wide world with a lot happening. And when we're limited to just getting these little snippets and these little sound bites that don't contain the other side of the story, or a whole or side of the story, or something that's different about the story, then we're really missing out.
Yeah, and of course, it's so important because, as I had mentioned earlier in the show, I mean, I first became a listener in the early 2000s when there was a lot of talk about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, and that whole framework was enabling an enterprise that has real consequences for flesh and blood human beings. And
absolutely.
So it's so critical that people pick up the phone and call 204-774-6877 to make sure that they are standing in solidarity, if you will, with the need to get that truthful information, providing that framework for very unwholesome and deadly agendas.
Yeah, for sure. Campus and community radio is a bastion of free thought, and it brings you content that really reiterates that every single day of every single week of every single year. So as Michael says, pick up the phone, call now. Today is the last day of Fun Drive, am I right?
Yeah, we've only got a few hours left, and we're
204-774-6877 is the number to call, and you can pledge online as well.
That's right. The site you go to is fundrive.ckuw.ca, and you can pledge it. There are various different, all sorts of incentives that are available. We still have the famous Friends card, which for people in the community want to take in different businesses. You can get significant discounts at various different eateries around town, the Yellow Dog Tavern, and there's the Johnny Sticky Buns pop-up, and there is a higher level, you get to 95.9, there is a Night of Country Music CD, and that's something that was set up by one of our programmers, Sean Burns. So, call 204-774-6877. Robin, anything else you'd like to add about the Global Research News Hour or CKEW?
Well, I think that I just want to say the incentives are great, but donations to CKOW and community radio in general have already paid for themselves, chances are that the listener who is paying attention right now has listened for a while, months, weeks, the past year, and has gleaned information that they hold and that they've talked about, that they've wondered about, that they've really pondered and chewed on. And that's worth something. That has a value, and that value is attributed to CKW. And so it's not about how much we're asking you to donate. It's really about how much you value the information that you're getting each and every day through your participation in listening to CKW. So call now 204-774-6877 and support community radio into the next year and into the future. It is so critical.
Thanks so much, Robin, and thanks for playing the Global Research News Hour at CJSF.
Oh, it's our pleasure.
Okay. Bye-bye.
So
take
nice
care.
So nice talking to you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so that's Robin Erickson, former program director at CKW and the current new program director at CJSF. Sounds like we've got some more calls coming in. I want to thank Dave, who called, pledged $70. Jord. He was a longtime supporter. Jord Somolesky is a longtime supporter of CKW and Global Research News.
Absolutely.
Hour. 100 bones.
Nice.
And Khaled donated 35. And here's one from Annette. $500.
Wow. Thank you, Annette.
Yeah, and got one here from Vanessa, $50, and Irene, $100. So we have we also got one from Gololcha, $120. These are all people who support our endeavors to try to get some truth out there, to try to inform people, provide them the perspectives that they're not getting so they will rethink some of the political decisions that are being made in their name, Scott.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yes, you got a phone, 204-774-6877. Again, Global Research News Hour, we have just under 10 minutes left, and this is the last chance to pledge for hard-hitting spoken word and news programming here on CKW that is locally produced, tirelessly produced, with not much resources. But even the lack of resources in comparison to other places, CKW, as we've talked about, has been able to do so much over the years. And that is worthy of your support. If you think about, if we talk about WMDs, we talk about Haiti, we talk about Katrina, we talk about Canadian mining interests abroad and what human rights abuses there. We talk about Venezuela. I've on my show, Radio Free Winnipeg, we've talked about Honduras quite a bit, which is interesting when you contrast the situation in Honduras with Venezuela, that somehow we don't talk about. Suddenly all these human rights concerns for Venezuela, no one says too much about Honduras, apparently. So all these things and pointing those things out, and I think I guess maybe the question I always have is like, okay, so what? So what? You give us this information. So what? What does it do? You know, fine, we broadcasted things about how the WMDs in Iraq were, that was a fraudulent claim, but the war still happened. So what does any of this matter? Well, what it matters to me is that bringing out these contradictions, bringing out this hypocrisy, sharpens the focus of what is happening and why these decisions are being made, and these decisions that are being made in your name, as someone who presides under this current so-called Canadian state, right? So that's to me what it is. And I think if we are worried about things like war, imperialism, and human rights and those sorts of things, then we need to have a sharper focus. And I think the news programming, Global Research News Hour, the long tradition of that kind of stuff, goes a long way to that. So pledge now for that, 204-774-6877. Pledge for to sharpening your focus of what's happening in the world.
Yes, and we've got more calls coming in. And talking about sharpening your focus, I mean, we've got barely 7 minutes left in the show. So get those calls in now. This is the last spoken word program in our regular run. We've got, and I got word that we just broke 47,000.
Oh wow! So that's excellent.
That's an excellent show of support. These are people, you know, you get a chance to join with Gololcha and Alon and others who have shown their support for stood in solidarity with getting, you know, expanding the conversation that will get us to rethink what the agendas are of the people that we're putting in these positions of power and authority.
Absolutely. And again, it is those contradictions, sharpening that focus of what the contradictions and hypocrisy are. And it shows that the most important lesson and an old lesson that used to be understood more broadly, if you're talking about on the left in terms of anti-imperialism, is that the enemy here is at home. Right.
Absolutely.
That is what we should be thinking about. I think first and foremost in our minds, and we need to have that sharp critical focus on that. And the Global Research News Hour, and things like I would say on Sundays, a fellow Sunday spoken word show, Rank and File Prairie Edition, which talks about labor issues on the prairies. These sorts of things again show that time and time again about. Sharpens our focus. Who is the real enemy here? And we need that if we're going to organize for a better world. And so I think that's worthy of a pledge. I think the listener, if you're listening right now, I think that's worthy of support. You have to call, though,
204-774-6877,
or go to fundrive.cqw.ca. That's great if you don't want to talk to people, but the people waiting to take your call are very friendly, and we love to hear that phone ring. 204-774-6877.
And got another one in from John, $50. Thanks so
Wonderful.
Much, John. Thanks to everyone who's called in so far with their pledges or donated online. And you can continue donating if you weren't able to make it in the next 5 minutes. I mean, it's still going to the same place. It's so important to be able to support this station. And another important, I want to follow up a little bit from something I said on last week's show, because the social media are not becoming, people who've gotten a little bit lazy and relying overly much on Facebook and, and Twitter, but
Absolutely.
These things are being shut down. They're being tagged by these organizations, like the NewsGuard that Whitney Webb was talking about last week.
Yes, absolutely. Which judges who is trustworthy and who is not.
Yeah. Fox News, apparently, is trustworthy.
the Fox News, one of the biggest propagators of right-wing propaganda over the last 20 years. But okay. They're fine. That's fine, you know. This kind of community access we have at CKW allows to cut through that. And that's an important institution to have, and we need to foster and take care of those institutions like CKW. But to do that, you have to phone 204-774-6877
or donate online, fundrive.ckuw.ca. Thanks to everyone who's called. I mean, we're still more than $10,000 short of our goal, but I prefer to think of the glass or the thermometer as
rising.
Yeah, or half full.
More than half full.
5/8 full.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
70% full. 204-774-6877. It's really important. If you haven't done it yet, we've only got a few hours left in the drive. Keep this station going. It's been a big part of my life. I know it's been a big part of yours, Scott.
Absolutely.
And this has provided us with the room to reach to CJSF and over a dozen other stations. It's given a platform that otherwise wouldn't be there for very important figures like Eve Engler, Tyler mm-hmm. Shipley, Whitney Webb, Dmitry Orlov, Michelle Chosadovsky, my associate with mm-hmm. the Center for Research and Globalization, Mahdi Nazemroya, Abayomi Azakiwe, Roger Annis,
Abby Martin,
Robbie Martin, who I
interviewed at a great series on the neoconservatives called A Very Heavy Agenda. Those sorts of things are what you're going to hear on the Global Research News Hour and at CKUW, and we need to support those voices more than ever. And you can do that by donating to CKUW, 204-774-6877.
Keep those calls coming. We really need it. Thanks, everyone. Thanks so much for calling in. And keep listening. We'll be back with a regular show next week. 204-774-6877.
You just heard a reproduction of the live fundraising broadcast of the February 15th, 2019 edition of the Global Research News Hour. Music was The Things That People Make by The Burning Hell, Comply Resist from Propagandy, and Warning Shots from Thievery Corporation. Other voices heard in that hour were, in order of appearance, Ted Turner, Jeffrey Young, Kent Davies, Glenn Michaelchuk, Alan Freeman, Scott Price, and Robin Erickson. You can listen to the regular program each week on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg and on partner radio stations across Canada and the United States. To provide us with feedback, please email globalresearchnewshour@gmail.com. Listeners who may wish to contribute to CKUW may continue to do so by making an online pledge at fundrive.ckuw.ca. If you're listening to the show on one of our affiliate stations, please consider a contribution when those stations hold their own fundraisers. Of course, the site Global Research requires financing from listener and reader donations. To donate, visit the site globalresearch.ca and click Donate on the menu bar. That's it for this week. I'm host, creator, and producer of the Global Research News Hour, Michael Welch. Thank you for joining us, and please stay tuned for your next regularly scheduled program.